Introducing Rakus Buket, young Turkish director that presented here at Alpe Adria her first feature, Anam. Now let's speak about the three different meanings of Anam.
It's like in Italian when you say, I don't know if it's right, but when you say Mamma Mia, or we have one of the pictures when a man saw a strange woman and he found her really attractive, he would say, "Oh, Anam," mm-hmm. he whispered. And when a little child is crying to his mother because he's falling down and he has pain, and he cries, "Anam." And another is when old lady saw a little bambini, baby, mm-hmm. and say, "Oh, it's like in my sweetest thing, Anam." So mm-hmm. we are thinking about the title for the film, and then I say, okay, she's a top of the mothers, of the sweet things, of the attractive things. So we say, okay, this is the name, Anam. Mm-hmm. So when the Turkish guy or people hear Anam, they say, oh, what is this? Mm-hmm. You know, so
say, so it's the three meanings all together.
Yes. And you can put the name in the situation. Mm-hmm. So an attractive woman, and in my film, the main actress is, she has three faces. She's beautiful, she looks sometimes hot, and sometimes really old. Mm-hmm. So everything is in the film mm-hmm. about women.
And how did you come up with this idea?
I live in Germany, in Hamburg, and I live in a street where, I work in a street where many of junkies, kids, they take drugs, and I get angry and I get painful when I saw Turkish people, because I understand the language, mm-hmm. I feel them, and I thought every time, where's the mother, where's the father? I mean, they make this baby, they make this child, and then they give it up. And mm-hmm. I thought, I have to make something against this situation. And I thought, okay, I mean, it's simple to be a man and say, okay, I'm coming and I'm a Terminator and I hope my baby. But it is not simple to be a Turkish woman, mm-hmm. to be a cleaner, to live in a Turkish tradition. This is what gives me interest to say, okay, you have a woman, she lives in the Turkish traditional in Germany, she's a cleaner, she's not in an office, or she can take avocado,
lawyer.
A lawyer, yes, and so she has to go in a way and to find her son. Mm-hmm. And when she's walking and searching her son, she gets power. She feels like a woman. She can smile. She feels the life. And so she makes two things. One of them to search the son, and another is to grow up. Mm-hmm. And that's the thing what I say, oh, this is interesting for me, to tell people, if you want something, you can get it. But you have to give something for it. Mm. This is a play.
And by the way, this is not only a film on Turkish women, but all women in all some women. Kind of way.
Yes, this is for all women. And in the ending, I say this is a gift for my mother, but it is a gift for all mothers, because they has the child 9 months in his body. I mean, it's crazy. And then they give milk. I mean, this is a crazy thing when you know somebody gives you milk. When I'm thinking about it, I think, oh, it's a crazy thing, like aliens, mm-hmm. you know. But this is it's special. Mm-hmm. So this woman shows us to be a woman, not to be a hard man just for fighting. No, stay a woman, but grow up. You can see many faces. You can see many parts of your life. And it's interesting for me.
And then there are also other women, like, for example, the friends of the lady that are very different from the little child, the girl.
Yeah. So five women, and everyone has his character. The little girl, she is smart. She looks, I recasted her and I saw her and I said, wow, she's a little diamond. Mm-hmm. She looks and how she moves. And then we have the black lady, Audrey Mouton. She is in Hamburg a singer, not a player. actress. So I saw her and I say, wow, this energy, because when she is smiling, all the world is smiling, and say, okay, she is Didi. And then we have the German lady, Saskia Fester. She's brilliant. She can play a queen, she can play a poor lady. And I say, wow, this lady is beautiful. So, and Patricia Tulukowska, she is a new starter, and she actress beautiful to play someone who take drugs. She makes it so beautiful. And my meaning actress, Nusay Köse, I mean, she's not a really actress. She make cabaret. And I saw her and I say, wow, what a face. Not typical. I mean, when Germans say, okay, Turkish woman, they thought with this scarf, they say, oh, maybe she looks not so good. But she looks beautiful. Mm. And then she had this, and she has many faces. Mm. And she put this away. She looks, wow. Mm. Wow, yeah. Mm. And I say, okay, this is my meaning, actress. So and they are a little group. And together they are strong. When they are sleeping in the bed, they are making just jokes, and you feel with them. You thought you just watch, but you say so. In this feel in this moment, you're one of the part of this woman. And I have talks with Italian men. They came to me and say, "Ah, I'm crying by your film, and I feel so many things." And I say, "Wow, because it is not just for feeling for women. It is open for men." And this is special.
Mm. I'm particularly interested in the scarf that women have to wear to respect their husband. Is this custom very popular in Turkey still now?
Yes, yes. Because Turkey is half and half. Different things. And one of them, they are traditional. They have to make this cause about religion sometimes, just because the man is jealous. I mean, many different stories. And I give my meaning actress this because I want to tell or I want to show she is in a traditional, and she grew up. She says, I don't need this. I don't need this anymore, because when I believe on God, I believe it in my heart, not to show it to cover my hairs. You know, so it was for me to show she get the freedom. She put it away and say, okay, I'm ready. Mm. I never wear it. So, and my actress, she say, oh, I'm afraid. I feel ugly. I don't want it. You just have to talk, and I say, no, you have to do it, because the mother. And she say, yeah, I can understand, but I feel so nothing. Nobody looks to me. And I say, yeah, but because my meaning actress is really attractive. Mm. And she walk in the street, everybody's looking, and she say, I wear this and nobody looks to me. And I say, yeah, this is the reason why we make this film. Mm.
And what about after the tragedy of the 11th September? What changed in Turkey, and what changed in the Turkish community in Germany, in your opinion?
Most of German, because I still live in Germany, yeah, they are confused, because nobody, I mean, Israel and Palestinians, they are fighting about religion. This is a stupid thing. But to make this what happens in USA is unbelievable. Nobody could say something. They are afraid, because they believe on this God. They show that they are a belief, and they are afraid. Mm-hmm. Some of the girls, they put it away because they are afraid in the streets that somebody came and say, ah, you're some like the guys but who make this in the States. So they are afraid.
Mm-hmm. What about the Turkish community? Do they get to integrate a lot with the German people, or are they still...
It's different. The traditional, they're keep in his place. They stay there, they close. And but people in when you make movies, or when you're playing or singing, the people, they make art, they talk to each other. I have most of my friends are German. Mm-hmm. But I have people from Korea, and from Germany, from Italian. So I'm open, and I like it to be open.
I'm interested in the way you worked with your actors. Do you prefer improvising or do you follow the script? And how do you choose your camera movements? Do you have a very strict storyboard or do you kind of...
I mix it because it is a low-budget project, so sometimes I have a picture in my mind, a storyboard in my mind, and I say, okay, the camera came and pull it here and then moved here. But then my producers say no, because you have just 1 hour and you have to tell your story. So I came down on the ground, talk with my cameraman, and we make it simple. What you see is really simple. Of the end, when you saw the dealer is running after Anam, say stop, stop, with a gun, stop, stop. That was a problem because we shot it and the actress get so angry he couldn't stop himself. I say to him, you don't touch this woman, don't touch. Just talk, you can talk what you want, don't touch. But he gets so angry, and he's always touching, and I say, I get angry. And then when I'm editing my film, I say, he don't touch my actress, he don't. And then I say, okay, I cut it every time. So he couldn't touch. In the movie, you say, he's running, crying, everything. But he couldn't touch. And then we have the music, she's strong, she's walking in this way, just without the moving in face, and he's crying, but he's you feel he's small, and she has power because she's still walking like Jesus, and he is like a really big monster and he wants to eat her, but he couldn't.
What about yourself? How is it to be a young Turkish director in Germany? Did you have any problems with it?
I think it is not easy to be a woman. I'm Turkish, but I'm not typical Turkish, and I'm not traditional Turkish. I know how to be traditional because my parents are traditional, and I don't. I'm thinking about a lot of, but I don't go in Germany with the thing I'm Turkish. No, I have one of my part is German, so I feel like a German. When I talk Turkish, I'm Turkish. When I talk German, I'm German. Sometimes I'm dreaming in Turkish or in Germany. That's mixed. But I think you don't think about it if you are German or Turkish. Sometimes it's a problem to be a woman. And I know they, when you call people and say, oh yeah, I'm a director, and you came in the room and you learn the people, they say, oh, we saw you are an actress, or maybe makeup or costume. This is a problem sometimes, but I don't take it as a problem. I think it's okay. When I talk with the people, they know, she's a director, not a player or actress. So,
okay, good luck.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.